Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the weekend weather forecast from the National Weather Service. Today should remain mostly cloudy with a high near 27, a northeast wind 7 to 10 miles an hour with gusts as high as 23 miles per hour. Tonight mostly cloudy with a low around 17. Saturday cloudy with a high near 27. Saturday night, cloudy with a low around 19, and on Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high near 28 degrees. And in the news for today, and a story we reported on earlier this week, state lawmakers on Thursday approved two resolutions that will now head to voters on April 4th. The first, a proposed constitutional amendment, would change how judges decide cash bail for people charged with violent crimes. If passed by voters, it would give judges more criteria to consider when imposing bail on a detained person. The second, an advisory referendum, would ask the public's opinion on whether to require childless, able-bodied adults to search for employment while receiving public benefits. The resolutions were both approved in the Assembly on Thursday with unanimous support from Republicans. Several Democrats also supported the proposed constitutional amendment on cash bail. Both measures passed the Senate earlier this week. This report was posted earlier today on WPR Online News. On the cash bail issue, supporters argued it would prevent people charged with crimes from returning to their communities and reoffending. Many cited the case of Daryl Brooks Jr., who killed six people at the Waukesha Christmas Parade of 2021 while out on bail. Opponents argued cash bail penalizes only those unable to afford to pay their way out of jail and that the proposed changes wouldn't have made a difference in Brooks' case. Several Democrats argued for the eradication of cash bail as a whole, saying that people who pose a risk to their community shouldn't be let free for any amount of money. 12 Democrats joined with all Republicans to support the resolution, which passed on a 74-23 vote. Lawmakers also approved an advisory referendum that would ask voters whether they think the state should require able-bodied, childless adults to look for work in order to receive public assistance. GOP supporters cited a surplus of jobs that employers are looking to fill. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss cited tens of thousands of unfilled jobs across Wisconsin. By sending the referendum to voters rather than passing it as a bill that would be dependent on Democratic Governor Tony Evers' approval, Voss said the Republican sponsors hope to demonstrate popular support as well as send, quote, a message to the federal government. While federal law currently doesn't allow work requirements for Medicaid access, that is something we hope to dramatically change, Voss said. Wisconsin law already requires childless adults to search for jobs in order to collect unemployment insurance, which Democrats said made the advisory referendum unnecessary. They suggested that the referendum was instead an attempt by Republicans to boost turnout in the consequential April 4th Wisconsin Supreme Court election. Again, some information for this report comes with permission for our use from Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.